are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all tuning in to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Crazy week for our world, for Christianity. And so we're just going to dive straight into it. Excuse me, guys. Kind of getting like a little cough lately. But, you know, earlier in the 2 days ago, one of my favorite pastors, Bishop Mari Emanuel was attacked during a live stream by a Muslim man. I've heard different accounts that it was a man, that it was a teenager, that it was. The one thing that I did hear that was validated is that it was a man of the Islam State, Muslim man, and you know, it's crazy how Christianity is under attack right now. These are things that is just happening quite a bit. You know, I talked about it a little bit on my YouTube channel and on my TikTok channel about John 15 and Jesus telling us that he's divine, and you know, we are the branches. And if you're not connected to the vine of Jesus, you're powerless. You have no power. There's no other God that's going to have dominion over Jesus, power over Jesus. It's just not happening. And I say that with love. And I say that, you know, don't matter what your religion is or what God you follow, you know, with love and with all due respect, you know, I challenge you to read the Holy Bible and to open your heart to understanding what it is that Jesus taught. And just do your history on it. You know what I mean? Do your history on the Bible. Do your history. Read the Bible. You know, when it comes to Islam and the Quran was written 600 years after Jesus. Like that, 600 years, that's 600 centuries after Jesus. And so with no firsthand accounts of Jesus, with no firsthand accounts of witnesses, where the Bible has firsthand account to people that spent time with God. Spent time with Jesus, saw the miracles, saw the crucifixion, saw Jesus rise from the dead, saw Jesus rise Lazarus, and saw him cast out demons and healing and miracles, feeding the 5,000, walking on water. You're not going to get that power from anywhere but Jesus. And so, you know, it's funny because this man attacked Bishop Mari Emanuel. And Bishop Mari Mar is a true man of God. I've been following him for some time. When I first started following him, it was just the clips that I saw on YouTube and TikTok. And then those clips really, really had me taking a liking to him because he was speaking prophetically. And, you know, he wasn't sugarcoating the truths. And as we read our Bibles and we go through scripture, you know, anytime you're following a pastor or you're in church, you should always make sure you should be able to verify your pastor's teaching through the Bible. And that was something that, you know, Marimar, his reputation stands for itself. If you follow his YouTube channel, The Good Shepherd, you could watch his hour-long sermons. They're amazing. And I challenge all of you to do that. But this guy is a mighty man of God. And God was definitely watching over him and sent his angels to protect him, because when this Muslim man attacked Marimar, he had a switchblade from what I've been hearing, and the switchblade did not lock, so the stab wounds were not as critical. Praise God for that, as they could have been. And so I think Marimar is going to be okay. I haven't heard of any public announcements that he's coming out with yet, but we're going to continue praying for him. Five other people, from what I'm hearing, were attacked as well and got hurt in that, you know, trying to de-escalate that situation. Now, understand, Sydney, Australia is a country where you cannot have guns. Citizens are not allowed to be armed, and so, you know, when you have an attacker with a knife, it's going to be pretty hard to take him down and get him detained. And so, you know, that's why we have to thank God that we live in America, and we live in cities like Phoenix, Arizona, and Arizona in general, where we are able to carry our firearms, can still carry our firearms without any justification to anybody. And so, you know, thank God for that we're able to protect ourselves and protect others. And so, you know, I wanted to kind of just talk a little bit today, because Christianity is under such attack right now. A couple months ago, in my hometown, in my city of Phoenix, in an area I used to live pretty close to, a gentleman was preaching on the street corner, a pastor, and he was gunned down. And again, God is sending angels to protect men of God, because he was gunned down for no reason, just for preaching on the corner. And he is making a recovery, and is a survivor of this evilness that is going on in society today. And so glad to see his recovery as well. And I can't, you know, I don't know too much about his church, or but for you to go and dedicate your time to stand on a street corner and preach the gospel, like, you got to be a mighty man of God for that. And so praise the Lord that he's making a full recovery as well. And so thank you, Lord, for protecting your men of God. But, you know, we're starting to see, you know, Christianity being under such attack that we're seeing it in churches as well. One of my favorite pastors, my other favorite pastor, and my hometown pastor, the church that I attend to, which is Trinity Church in Scottsdale, Pastor Mark Driscoll was at a men's conference. I'm not too familiar with this church, so I'm not sure where this church is at, but he was at this men conference and had a segment there. And he was, you know, I guess he had a real great relationship with the pastor that was hosting this men's conference, and has and you know, for the opening act of this conference, they had a male stripper who was, you know, showing his body off and stripping and climbing poles and swallowing swords and just doing a whole lot of acts of evil that men of God just don't do, especially if you're at a men's conference and you got especially if you got past the Mark Driscoll, which, you know, I don't know if you ever been part of his Real Men's series that he does, but I have the benefit and I'm blessed to be able to be there in person every Tuesday for that. But he does it online as well. You know, he rebukes that kind of behavior, and so does the Bible. And this, you know, this is why I say Christianity is under attack, because you're going to a church to do this men's conference, and the opening act is a male stripper that is climbing up and down poles and stripping in front of a bunch of men. You know, that's the enemy doing what the enemy does. And, you know, we, Ephesians 6:11, 6:12, talks about this kind of behaviors and talks about we're not at war with flesh and blood, you know, and what we're really at war with is evil spirits, demonic spirits, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, princes of dark places, like spirits in dark places. And that's what, when you live in the spirit room and you see stuff like this happening in your church, or at a men's conference or anywhere, that's the behavior that the enemy is showcasing. And I'm so glad that Pastor Mark rebuked that kind of behavior, because we have to start holding men of God, churches, congregations, anywhere that should be a holy temple of God that is allowing this kind of behavior to go on. We're already seeing the church under attack with the LGBTQRST movement. The way that, you know, we're starting to see religions submit to some of these evil behaviors, these evil acts, and nobody's holding them accountable for it. You know, we're seeing churches take the name of Jesus and just slander it with blasphemy all over the place. And until we start standing up to this and calling this stuff out and rebuking these churches and people, these false teachings, these blasphemy, these abominations to God, like, these churches are going to continue leading congregations to the highway to hell, the fast lane to death. You know, Jesus told us that the path to the kingdom is straight and narrow. It's not easy to get just walk into heaven, and you have to change behaviors, and you have to repent for behaviors. And this is not a shot at anybody that has a past. I have a past as well, but we have to change our behaviors, and we have to change the nonsense that we are allowing, because, like I said, we are constantly under attack. Every day I'm dealing with spiritual warfare, whether it's against me or my children or my wife. You know, my kids want to watch TV, or even just watch YouTube. When my kids are watching YouTube, they love Jenny Weaver. They love her channel, and she's doing amazing work. If your kids are watching YouTube, make sure you're watching, and you're a Christian family, make sure they are watching Jenny Weaver. Core Kids series that she has is amazing. She has a great book. I just bought it for my daughter. I believe it's called Fighting Evil. And she's just a true woman of God. I love her teachings. I love her spirit. And she's just doing great things for the children. But, you know, while my kids are sitting there watching these things, you'll see these commercials, this coming on that's just pure evil. Has two guys kissing, two women kissing, and they just want us to accept that kind of behavior and accept that that is just normal behavior. I get we're in 2024, but that is not acceptable behavior in God's eyes. And now anybody can come to God, and God is going to take them as is. Absolutely. But we have to repent. And certain things are abomination to God, and that is something that is an abomination to God, and along with a whole lot of other laundry list of sins, Jesus tells us about that as well, in the book of Matthew, in the book of John, in the Gospel, I believe it's chapter 6, and he tells us about the abominations. And so we should, if you're going to follow anybody, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus' teachings. He will teach you what is acceptable in God's eyes and what is not. And the first thing we have to do is we have to follow Jesus, because nobody gets to the Father except through Jesus. And if you, you know, if you're following his teachings, the Holy Spirit's going to lead you and tell you what is right and wrong. And so we got to learn to start relying on those things, because when we don't rely on that, we go on and lean on our own understandings. Then, and when we try to administer to others, we're going to be leading others into the wrong teachings and the wrong way of being. And so we got to really be careful with what we're allowing our churches to get away with. You know, I was going to church in Casa Grande. I loved the church that I was going to. Like, I have nothing bad to say about them. But as I was getting closer and closer to God, and, you know, I was reading my Bible and reading, there was things that the Spirit was showing me that I had not, I couldn't accept. I can't accept my church celebrating a trunk or treat, because I feel like to honor God on Halloween, there's a lot better ways to do it. You know, you can have church that night. You can do a church program in your church that has nothing to do with Halloween, but turn many children to God. You can do deliverance. And when I saw that the church that I was going to was okay with having a trunk or treat and having kids dress up, it wasn't pleasing to my spirit, and I had to change churches due to it, because it was like, you know, I want to make sure that, one, I'm always feeding my spirit. You know, Jesus told us one should not just be fed on food, but be fed on the word of God. And, you know, I had to make a decision for my family, like, hey, we may have to move churches. And it wasn't just because of that, but it was like, I found Pastor Mark Driscoll popping up on my Facebook page, and I honestly feel that was a sign of God telling me, like, hey, I want you to come to this church. Now, I have to drive to go to this church, but that's all worth it when you are going to a church that is spiritually feeding you, is spiritually challenging you. And, you know, there was some great things that my church did that I was going to that, you could be a little bit better at the church that Pastor Mark Driscoll's church, but I truly believe we're in the right place, and I truly am thankful that we have such a great pastor that is constantly teaching the Word of God. Like, me and my wife and my family are just truly happy where we're at, and we just feel like God has called us to the right place. And like I said, it's not a shout out my old church whatsoever. I just, you know, as we grow our faith, the spirit's gonna move us where we have to be at. And so I truly feel that's what happened with us in our walk. And, you know, don't be afraid to question and challenge your teachings that you are teaching. And like I always say, you must open your Bibles and read from the true Word of God for you to know if you're being fed in the spirit. You're being fed correctly. And you know, I heard this from another man of God, that your pastor, when you go to church, your pastor should be unlocking the mysteries of God, the mysteries of the Word of God, the sword of God, to you. And that's one thing that Pastor Mark Driscoll does amazingly. And you know, we read our Bible every day and try to, for the most part. And there's things we read and we read it and understand it, but we don't really know the full power and mysteries of some of the things that we're reading, especially in the Old Testament. And Pastor Mark just goes through and he just highlights in so many areas, like what the real meaning of this scripture is. He's done it with multiple areas that we're in our walk, and so I just love that he truly breaks down Bible. You know, we go through Bible, and I just feel that's amazing when your pastor is teaching you Bible and you're learning Bible and you're reading books of the Bible and going through Bible, rather than going through just certain scriptures. And churches could be taking scriptures out of context because they're just giving you a verse instead of reading the whole chapter with you. And so, you know, hats off to Pastor Mark. He's doing a great job. I'm glad that he rebuked the mockery that this at this men's conference, and he called it out. Even though the host was a good friend of his, he still did not let that slide, and he held that church to the full standard of God, and he rebuked that Jezebel spirit and the Astra spirit that was allowed to walk into that men's conference. And you know, that's what we have to do. We have to be bold when nonsense is happening in front of us. We just have to be bold in those areas and have to be the men of God that we are and call out that nonsense, because there's no room for it in God's temple. There's no room for it in the kingdom of heaven. And so shout out to Pastor Mark for definitely holding it down, true man of God. We'll go ahead and end it there. I'll end it with prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for today. I thank you for everything that you have blessed us with, Lord. I thank you for the heavens and the earth, and I thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord. I thank you for giving us our Son of God, our King, our Messiah, our Emmanuel, our Waymaker, our Miracle Worker in Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for taking away our sins and breaking your body for us, a task that you did not have to do, but through your love for us, Lord, you drank our cup of sin and poured out your spirit and your blood for us, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, that you just pour your spirit into us, Lord, that you renew our hearts, Lord, that you fill us with that boldness and understanding that you taught, that you told the Pharisees, no, thou that throws the first stone, thou that has not sinned, throw the first stone. And you stood up against those Pharisees. And Lord, I just ask that you raise us up, Lord, and give us the strength to go against the Pharisees of today that are legalists, that are speaking mockery in your name, Lord, that are false teaching, that are sheep's in wolves and sheep's clothing, Lord. And I just ask that you just give us the discernment to call them out, to see them for what they are. And you just continue to guide us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, and just fill us with your spirit, Lord. Lord, we love you with all our heart, Lord. And we just ask that you just bless everybody that's hearing this, Lord. Anybody that needs you, Lord, that you just draw them closer to you, Lord. That you show them that you are at their door and that you're in their temple and that you have not forgot about them, Lord. And all they need to do is look your way and grab onto your vine to have everlasting life, Lord. That they accept you for the King you are. They accept you for the spotless Lamb. That they accept you, Lord, for drinking their cup of sin for them. Let them know, Lord, that the victory is already won, and they just got to accept that you are their Lord and Savior, that you died for their sins, and that you rose and resurrected as our King and defeated death, defeated the enemy, and was, and that, you know, you just guide us to be reborn in the Spirit, Lord, in the Spirit, in your Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of righteousness, the Spirit of just, that we forget about the things of this world that means nothing to us, that we will not take with us, Lord, but that we just follow you, Lord, for you are